Thank you, Judy. It seems food and cafes are on the agenda this week, with a new cafe in Thorpe St Andrew Park, and both a wine bar in Colgate and a pub in Timberhill seeking permission for outdoor seating. Then, if this is to your taste, cheap mushy peas are on offer in the marketplace. At the same time, the end of a cafe in Chapelfield as it closes its doors after several years of trading. Finally, a reminder of the City of Ale Festival coming up as a special boat trip is called for to bring in a beer from France.
A former storage unit in a Thorpe St Andrew Park has been transformed into a new cafe. Work on the building next to the Morse Pavilion at the St George Morse Park started in January after the Town Council agreed to fund the conversion. And now, after weeks of work, the cafe has been officially opened under the name Nanny's Cakes. Cafe owner Kate Raven said, "Nanny's Cakes started in 2012 in my kitchen and has steadily grown, needing more and more space. We originally opened the pop-up cafe last year after the town council agreed it was something that residents had requested. I'm thrilled with the new cafe and I'm looking forward to seeing my regular customers along with new visitors to the park. The new cafe will feature a breakfast bar and small seating area within the building for customers. Alongside the cafe opening, the St George Morse Park at Laundry Lane will receive an investment of more than £49,000 for play equipment in 2019. The Town Council said the equipment will be installed following the new trees which are currently being planted in the play area.
The new owners of the Last Wine Bar are hoping the restaurant will be given a Parisian remodel after submitting an application for outdoor seating, as well as a redesign of the ground floor. The Norwich Restaurant and Wine Bar was bought in March by four of its regular customers after founder James Sorey Cookson announced his retirement. Now the owners want to transform the ground floor of the site into a French-style brasserie, serving morning coffee and pastries, lunch, as well as afternoon tea and dinner. The proposal for outdoor tables and chairs would see seating for up to 16 people in front of the building, with the last food orders being taken at 8 p.m. each evening. Miss Baxter said, "We are committed to preserving everything that people love about the Last, whilst at the same time giving it a new lease of life by investing in the future." The restaurant currently has permission for tables in the courtyard behind the bar, but is seeking to create an al fresco seating area in the pedestrianised St George's Street itself.
A Norwich pub landlord will be hoping his bid to create a restaurant and beer garden in the middle of the city centre will be backed next week, despite criticism from a neighbouring business. Phil Cutter, landlord at the Murderers in Timber Hill, has submitted an application to create an outdoor restaurant area with 10 tables and 30 chairs off Orford Hill, opposite the Santander Bank. It is set to be heard by Norwich City Council's regulatory subcommittee. The alfresco dining area would be open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily between March and October and would be constantly staffed and would, rather than being an extension of the bar, be for pub customers who have ordered food. The city centre pub already has an outdoor seating licence for the area directly outside. Norfolk Police said they would not object to the bid, providing substantial table meals were served at all times, and that the area was used for table service only, with signs indicating this, with customers being seated when using the area. They said tables and chairs must be put away during the Lord Mayor's procession and for 2 hours before and after Norwich City home matches.
A thriving market stall is bringing peas to Norwich over the late May bank holiday weekend and selling its signature dish for a bargain price. To celebrate 70 years since the opening of the Mushy Pea stall in Norwich Market, the owners will be taking you back in time by offering peas at 1949 prices. The third-generation family business is currently run by Anita and Carl Adcock from Helsdon and serves homemade mushy peas with mint sauce alongside a range of pies, mash and burgers. On Saturday, May the 25th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., they will be offering a pot of mushy peas, which normally cost £1.30, for 5p to mark the anniversary.
Homeless people in Norwich tucked into a tasty Mexican meal after Pedro's gave away its leftover food following its shop closure. Pedro's in Chapelfield Gardens shut on Sunday, April the 27th, after 30 years in business. And director Matthew Ward said it was because it just wasn't busy enough. Despite the closure, which included 20 staff losing their jobs, the team did not want their food to go to waste. Staff contacted Norwich Food Hub, which put them in touch with food and beverage buggies, which gives hot meals to rough sleepers every Thursday night. They collected the food on Wednesday afternoon and served ribs, wedges, Mexican rice and guacamole.
A Norfolk Armada and some Vikings will gather after a host of what boat owners answered a May Day call to help out with a historic voyage from France to Norwich. To mark 60 years of twinning between Rouen and Norwich and coinciding with the start of City of Ale 2019, a special beer brewed by experts from both cities, is being transported under sail along the Seine, across the English Channel and along the Yare to Norwich. But with the tall ship being unable to get under the Whitlingham Bridge, organisers put out an appeal through the EDP and Evening News to boat owners to pick up the crew and cargo and take it for the final few miles. The response has been overwhelming, according to Brewer and one of the organisers, David Holliday. He said, "Following the appeal by the EDP and Evening News, we have been genuinely overwhelmed by the offers of support to help complete the voyage of French crew and cargo up to the City of Ale launch party at the waterfront." Well over a dozen boat owners with boats of all shapes and sizes have answered the call for help, and currently we are sorting which boats will form the main transport of beer and which will accompany the flotilla as a self-elected Norfolk Guard of Honour.
Now to a final and brief feature. You heard in part one of the possible transformation of the Royal Hotel in the centre of the city, back to its former glory as a hotel. We thought you might like to hear the brief history the newspaper has provided. Here is Judy once again to read it to you.